Time to see what's happening in Sauk Prairie. Raul LaBrèche is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 Max FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMars Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts.
Nothing could be finer than to be on Carolina in the morning. Nothing is more wacky than to talk with my friend Jackie at McFarland's. And, you know, I wasn't going to do that, but Jackie Bascom, who's my guest this morning, is such a good friend and is such a good lady. I just had to go back there one time. You know, we got a new rockin', you know, theme song for the show now and everything. And I know it was probably a big genre shift for anyone listening out there, but I couldn't resist, Jackie. Thanks so much for being here this morning, Jackie. It's just great to have you across the table from me.
It is good to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, and, you know, I don't know. Do people know Jackie Bascom? Actually, this is coming home for you too, kind of a homecoming for you to be in this building again, right? Because
I used to work in this building when
it was Fisker's and
yes,
they did all the cool
indeed.
Things.
My office was just a few doors down.
Really? It's not your office anymore. Don't even try to move in, okay? So you probably got your eyes
well,
on my office.
I was thinking about it.
Yeah, you were, weren't you? You were thinking, well, I could probably go over there. Yes,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, Unity Health or Quartz now has got a big chunk of that, I think, where office was.
Wow.
So, down in that area. So, but welcome. Thanks for being here. Thanks for getting up this morning. So,
absolutely.
Jackie, tell us about yourself. How long have you been in the area? You know, I don't even know if I know
that
for sure.
I have been in the Sauk Prairie area my entire life. I grew up on a small farm at the top of Springfield Hill.
Okay.
My mom and dad had 9 kids and 24 cows and a very small farm. And we were right at the end of the bus line for Sauk City. Our neighbors actually went to Middleton and not far away went to Wanakee. So we were right at the end.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And like I said, I'm the youngest of 9.
Okay.
Big family. Lots of nieces and nephews, brothers and sisters, grandkids. Not mine. I don't have grandkids yet. But
getting there.
I'm one of the only in my family.
They're going, what's wrong with you?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
But anyway, so I've been here my entire life. My parents moved here after they retired off the farm.
Okay.
And they lived up right behind Bowie Chevrolet in their retirement home.
Okay.
And so this has been my home.
Okay.
I've worked in Sauk, but I've also worked in Madison, and so it's been my community all along.
Well, that's great. And and I think what's neat, you know, and I see this with a lot of people in the Sauk Prairie area, that folks that have been here a long time really take a lot of ownership in the community and making the community as good of a place to live as they possibly can. And many kudos to you for doing that. And I think the things we're going to be talking about this morning will really evidence that to folks.
Well,
so
I really love it here.
It's so you've seen a lot of changes then, too, over time in terms of, so obviously when you were here, Sauk Prairie High School was already just Sauk Prairie High School and not Sauk City and Prairie du Sac and all that.
Well,
so
I am pretty old, but I'm not quite that old.
And we won't go there, okay? You don't go there with women. I already, at 57 years of age, I have finally learned, don't ask a woman how old she is. So I think I was 56 and a half before I figured that out. But so, I mean, are there things that you look back now and think about when you were a kid that are different about the community today?
Well, I think probably in the last 10, 20 years, I've seen the most change.
Okay.
And I've probably observed the most change during that period of time, because prior to that, you're really focused on your own kids and your own family and your own job and that kind of thing. But in the last 10, 20 years, I mean, there have been new businesses and existing. I mean, the hospital is great and huge, and our school district, we've built a new school, and the entire Riverway, and obviously you and I are on the Chamber of Commerce, so we get to see the great things that the Chamber's doing in just brightening up the villages and making sure that people are engaged in the villages. Working together, and the police department's been doing amazing things. I mean, I just feel like we've attracted new businesses. We have Vintage coming, and it's an exciting time to be in Sauk Prairie.
Yeah.
We have the bike path. I know that's really big on everyone's mind, so that bike path is going to be huge.
Oh, gosh, we were just, sadly, but at a funeral for Mark Gary, who was one of our long-term employees, and
you know, it was really encouraging to hear at that wake for him that they actually had seen a big uptick in donations to the bike trail, because Mark was such an avid biker. I mean, the last thing he did before he died was going out for a bike ride. And so his kids in particular were, you know, giving tribute to that and then giving tribute to the fact that now, because of the uptick, there's actually going to be some sort of a memorial for Mark on the trail itself.
Wonderful. That's a great legacy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, you know, the people that are riding that trail and enjoying that trail, I mean, they'll be in the same place that Mark was in regularly, you know. And even if it was hot days, man, that guy would ride on the hottest days.
Wow.
And I'd be like, dude, what is wrong with you? You know, you obviously have a screw loose somewhere. But he loved it. He loved the hot. I guess it's like prairie fire yoga. You know, something about that just clears you out, I guess.
Sure.
So I personally would die. I'd be detoxified right into the grave after the first half a mile, I think.
That's right.
So you relatively through a lot of your career changes and things have going on, you got kind of on fire about something brand new for you, wasn't it? I mean, you hadn't done anything. Let's go back for a second. One of the biggest reasons we came on the show today to talk with you was to talk about Feed My Starving Children Month. This is actually
Pray Against Hunger Month.
Kind of defined this as a month for that particular initiative. Mm-hmm. But how did that whole thing start? Tell me the story. Tell the listeners the story of how that all came about.
That would be my pleasure. I really... you know, had just been ticking along with life. I had my own business. It was a bookkeeping business. And, you know, things are going well, but because I had my own business, I was putting in a lot of extra hours.
Sure.
While they're flexible hours, it was still a lot of hours. And my son was on spring break. He was 9 years old, and my husband has always, you know, worked long hours. So I really wanted to spend some quality time with
Bob.
Kyle.
Bob, you hear that? You work a lot of hours. Bob, that's a woman's way of saying you should be home more often, Bob. I hope you're listening.
No.
So,
he's doing great.
So I know Bob. He's a great guy. So I like to kid him whenever possible.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Anyways.
So I wanted to do something fun with Kyle, and I was thinking like water park fun. You know, get him away for a couple of days and just really make it meaningful, memorable,
right.
You know,
water park
time with mom.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was failing, and the week was kind of ticking by. We had a couple, a family in the area, the Hags, and they had asked us if we wanted to join them to go to this food packing event in Dodgeville. And I kept imagining putting cans in boxes, and I'm going, that is not the water park fun I was imagining for me and my son. So I kept pushing her off, and finally it got to be like the day before, and she said, hey, are you going to come with us? We need to reserve your spot. And I'm going, reserve my spot? What's that all about? My older son was going to school in Platteville, and so I thought, well, I'll do a twofer. We'll drive down there. We'll spend some time with Eric in Platteville at college. And it was a beautiful day, so we did that, and then we just doubled back through Dodgeville and went to this event, met up with those people, these wonderful families. And when I got out of the car and Kyle and I walked into the building, I just could feel that there was something going on there.
Mm-hmm.
There was so much enthusiasm and bright, smiling faces, and it was warmth.
Sure.
And so suddenly, instead of feeling like it was a drag and it was the last part of the day that was my obligation, you're hearing the attitude that I was coming to this with, right?
I remember that attitude first time out for me too. So, yeah.
So when we walked in the door, Kyle was immediately engaged in what was going on. They put us in a room where you get an orientation video and you get to learn about what's going on in the world with hunger.
Sure.
And so there were a lot of statistics. At that time, some people were dying one every 5 seconds. There were 18,000 people dying every day of starvation at that time. And he remembered those numbers. And 22 cents feeds a child for a day. You know, these are all things that, because he's a numbers kid. So those things were registering with him. And he was like, his eyes were riveted on the screen. And he immediately put the hairnet on, and I was like, what's up with that? What 9-year-old boy immediately puts a hairnet on and thinks it's cool? But all the other kids did as well.
Yep.
You know, it's a model that engages kids. So we went through the orientation, then we go in the next room, and there's loud music, and they show us how to pack food, and everybody's having fun, and you can talk, and you could talk about the statistics, and you can tell that they're playing – those numbers, mm-hmm. Those faces of the kids who have been saved by Feed My Starving Children food. It plays over in your mind as you're standing there working, and you can just feel yourself changing. And so Kyle was having a blast, and it's only for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And once they turned off the music, the whole room just went, "Aww." And, he looks at me and he said, "What's going on? Why are they turning off the music? We're not done, are we? I want to keep going. This is really fun. Can we come back?" And I'm just
out of the mouths of
babes. How does this even happen?
Right.
That a volunteer event is so engaging.
Right.
I had fun, too. I mean, I still have those pictures of when we were all together, and I remember all of the people that were there, all of the faces, and it was just such a wonderful time. And so I consider them, that entire group of people, to be Food Pack Zero. They're the ones who, they caused it to happen.
Sure.
And then when I got back that night, well, on the way back from Dodgeville, I'm logistically directionally challenged, and so we looped around Dodgeville a couple of times before we finally found the road to get back.
There you go.
But so we had plenty of time to talk, and he was just talking about how fun it was and why couldn't we go back tomorrow, and it was just so awesome. And then the question, "Mom, why aren't we doing this in Sauk Prairie?" And I'm going, "Well, I don't know."
Right.
I don't know why we're not doing this in Sauk Prairie.
I don't have a good answer for that, Kyle.
Right.
I really don't.
Yeah. And I said, maybe no one's ever thought of it. Maybe no one's known how to do that.
Sure.
And I said, "Do you think I should look into that?" And he goes, "Yeah." So,
duh, Mom, duh.
So I'm obviously an indulgent mother because I wanted to take him to a water park in the first place. So I got home and I didn't go to bed until I had already been checking stuff on Feed My Starving Children website and printing off materials.
Sure.
And reaching out. I know I sent an email, I believe, that night already.
Sure.
I reached out on Facebook, which was one of the first things I did because, I do a fair amount of time on Facebook.
Sure.
Anyway.
I hadn't noticed from your Facebook
post.
Not at all.
Not at all.
You only post, once every 5 seconds.
Yeah,
so,
whatever. So I posted, "Hey, Kyle and I went to this thing in Dodgeville, Feed My Starving Children food packing event. What do you people think? Does anyone think this would be a good idea for Sauk Prairie?" And my friend Barb Pierce, who I met through church, immediately responded and said, "Pray. I'm in."
Okay.
But we need to pray.
Sure.
And so I admitted to her yesterday, I said, "I went, great, Barb's praying. I'm going to focus on getting this thing done."
I got the covering. Here I go. Yeah, I hear you.
So
I've never been a good prayer warrior myself. I was like,
great.
Please
you
pray.
For, right, I'll be off here on this other side getting it done.
I got the feet.
So then I just started reaching out to people in the community. And I kind of started making a list of people that I knew that have gotten things done in the past.
Okay.
I met with Sarah and John, obviously, because they were one of the first ones that I had been referred to. I reached out to Marietta Ryder, obviously, a huge doer in the community.
Sure.
And she said, "Well, Sarah and John are already doing some packing events through 6-8 with a program called Feed My Sheep in Madison."
Okay.
And it was five area churches in the Madison area that would get together once a year, and they would pack food with Kids Against Hunger.
Okay.
And so she said, they're already doing that. Why don't you reach out to them and see what they know? So we met, and I met with several other couples and people, Sue and Fritz Dome, Amy Baskin. Lee Culver was one of the first ones I called. I said, "Lee, I need to pick your brain. How does this even work? What have you found with success in fundraising?" Because I know that she had done work at that time. In my mind, it was related to the Red Cross, but she's done so much since then. So it was just going out and picking people's brains. And then I kind of put together a little dog and pony show with a little PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, I remember that. You kind of did Kiwanis. You went to all the clubs and whatnot.
Absolutely. Going, all right.
Oh, my gosh.
How can we garner support? So this was in March of 2012. By July, we had already raised our first money. We opened a checking account so that we could use as a clearinghouse of sending money to Feed My Starving Children.
Okay.
We weren't a nonprofit yet, so we were relying on Feed My Starving Children to function as a nonprofit for people who wanted to take those tax-deductible donations.
Sure, sure.
So we that first year we were the Sauk Prairie Community Mobile Pack.
Okay.
And so, like I said, by July we raised our first money, and the event was in October. So we're talking 7 months. We raised $33,000, and that year we packed 164,000 meals. So it went really, really fast, but it was a ton of fun.
Well, we have a ton of other things to talk about. So let's take a quick break. We'll hear a word from our sponsors, who I'm very thankful for, because they help feed our community by letting us have this show, which is a great thing. I'm so happy to have this opportunity to talk with you today and all the other people that come through. But you have some great stats. Some people that are number people out there are going to want to keep listening, because we've got some great facts and figures, if you will, and to talk about some of the impact this program has. So,
Absolutely. So
we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere here on WRPQ Max FM. We're going to be back with some more talking from me and Jackie Bascom in just a minute.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com. Summer is warm weather, the great outdoors, and some common health ailments. These can include sunburn, poison ivy, tick and insect bites, bee stings, sinus, pink eye, earaches, and sore throats. When illness strikes, see the Prairie Express Clinic at 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Prairie Express is a walk-in clinic providing the best possible care for patients ages 12 months and up. Prairie Express Clinic offers convenient hours of 9 to 7 Mondays, 1 to 7 Tuesday through Thursday, and Fridays 9 to 4. Prairie Express Clinic, dedicated to caring for the community, the past 60 years.
Diamond. It's a magical word, isn't it? While diamonds are associated with engagements and weddings, they make wonderful gifts anytime. See Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo today. Sophie's offers a beautiful choice of diamond engagement rings and perfect diamond gifts in earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Sophie's also offers in-store financing to qualified buyers with up to 1 year free interest. Diamonds. See them this week at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo.
And we're back. Thanks for sticking with us, folks. My guest today is Jackie Bascom. Jackie, are you the director of Feed My Starving? I don't even know. How does that?
Well, Feed My Starving Children is an organization out of Minnesota.
Okay.
And that's who does this mobile pack with us.
Okay.
So we partner with them to make sure that that we're packing the food.
Sure.
And they've developed the model for the mobile pack event.
Okay.
So Sauk Prairie Against Hunger.
That's
formed
okay.
out of this whole event.
Okay.
And so they are under 6'8",
okay.
and 6'8" is ran by Sarah and John Ramthan.
Okay.
I'm currently the president of the board of directors for 6'8".
Okay.
And as far as Sauk Prairie Against Hunger is concerned, I'm a co-chair
okay.
on the committee that just coordinates the fundraising and the event itself.
Okay. So let's just talk, as long as we're talking about that, let's talk a little bit about anyone that's listening right now that wants to get involved in Sauk Prairie Against Hunger. How do they do that? How would they be involved?
Well, firstly, I would say come to our PAC event. And
okay.
We have several shifts available that are open. The event runs from October 26th through the 28th at Grand Avenue Elementary School here just in a few weeks. The first shift is on Thursday morning, and it starts at 9:30. It's a setup shift, and then we have our first actual packing shift, which will be at 1 o'clock, and
okay.
then they go on through the course of the next couple of days.
Okay.
The best way to sign up is to go to the website, okay. which is makingservicepersonal.org/SPAH/packevent.
Okay.
If you just stop at makingservicepersonal.org, you'll get there.
You'll find it too. Right. It's pretty dominant right now,
right.
especially on
absolutely.
The website.
Absolutely, yeah. absolutely. So you could sign up to actually pack at the event in one of the shifts. If you have any trouble, there are phone numbers and email addresses on the website that you could reach out to. The other thing that you could do, and obviously when people come to the PAC event, we invite them to bring canned goods because
okay.
it's not just about feeding people around the world. It's also about feeding people locally. Sauk Prairie Against Hunger's tagline is feeding people locally and globally.
Okay.
So bring canned goods, and if you, whether it's you, your family, you individually, you as a group you belong to, your church, your Girl Scout group, whatever the case may be, your men's group, or your business, wish to enter the contest, we have a contest mm-hmm. called Can Creation, and so it's basically an art display. And it would be where you take non-perishable items that will be great for the food pantry patrons, and you make them into some sort of an art display. And we've had some wonderful things in the past. We've had the Culver's Barn. Mueller did Oscar the Grouch coming out of a garbage can last year. It's some of the most creative things that I've ever seen or imagined.
It's like the corn maze, the Trenton's corn maze. Now it's the Trollobite this year.
So, wow.
Yeah, to it's have
very,
that kind of wild
cool,
stuff.
That kind of ability. So, and then the food pantry really appreciates this aspect of our PAC event because through it, over the course of the years, we have contributed over 24,000 pounds of food.
Wow.
In the last 5 years at our PAC
tons.
Event.
Yeah,
absolutely.
12 tons of food.
Isn't that awesome?
Well, and it's so cool, like the with the Culver Barn, didn't they use like chicken of the sea or some kind of tuna that had blue in it, blue and white in it?
Sure,
so
it was the
really
color.
Cool
so
way.
It's coordinating
yeah.
the colors of the
right.
cans
right.
While also making sure that it's good food for people to eat.
Right.
And it's
right.
It's a great
as non-perishable as you can get,
right.
so that it. But yeah, then the food pantry, especially
Christmas
this time
tree
of year,
out of toilet paper, which was
oh
great.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. That was fun. So
it was fun.
So where does all this go after all this work? What are some of the facts and figures of how this is used and who does it help and how much does it help?
So Feed My Starving Children has intimate relationship with all of the non-government organizations that they have identified in various countries around the world. So there are 70 countries that Feed My Starving Children sends food to. And so the number of meals that we've packed is chosen because we wanted to pack a whole container.
Okay.
Our hope is that the containers go en masse. Like one container goes to a non-government organization. One of them is Love a Child, for example, and we often hear about Love a Child and the kids that are there through the packing event. We get to hear about life changes that have happened for them. How they came to be at Love a Child. Like one woman had a child, and he was born in a toilet, and she didn't know how she was going to take care of him, so she left him there, and they rescued him, and now he's doing awesome.
Wow.
So the food goes, like I said, to one of 70 countries around the world, and it may go to multiple countries. So far, in the years that we've done this, all told with 6-8, with Kids Against Hunger and Feed My Starving Children, we've packed over 1.5 million meals.
Wow.
And of the amount that has gone to Haiti, because we all know Haiti has such great need,
sure.
There has been over almost 53% of the food has gone to Haiti, and that was 856,000 meals. Just from the work that we have been doing here.
Sure.
And with the Sauk Prairie Against Hunger, particular Feed My Starving Children PAC events, it has been to Haiti, we've done 856,000 meals. That's just amazing to me.
Right.
They need millions and millions of meals. When Barb and I went to Haiti last year, in one day, Love a Child distributed 1.2 million meals to different organizations across Haiti that would drive and trek for hours,
right,
up to 8 hours to get there, to get their monthly allotment of food.
Well, I think one of the things you were talking about before we got on the air was how wonderful it is that there's this accountability structure built into it, too, that it isn't just, throw food at people. The organizations that are distributing the food have some skin in the game, too.
Absolutely.
You're talking about having to pay for the shipping charges.
Absolutely.
So they have to do their own community fundraisers and whatnot just to cover the tens of thousands of dollars that's being spent on that over the course of, the years that this program's been going on. So
that's right. That's why there's been such a success ratio in actually getting the food into the hands of the people.
Right.
It's well beyond 99% of all of the meals that Feed My Starving Children ships every year, and I can't even remember how many. It's a lot. lot of meals every year.
And there's accountability built in there that, mm-hmm. that it's tracked. They have to track it to mm-hmm. make sure it's not going to some sort of rogue government that wants to just sell it and,
absolutely.
Keep it for themselves or whatnot. Which, you hear those horror stories and mm-hmm. it just, makes your heart sink.
That's
to think all that work is done to help people and then, some yahoo gets in charge of it. And
I have spent a lot of time over the years studying not only Feed My Starving Children, but all of the nonprofit organizations that,
sure.
that get the food. And I've met them. So spent some time actually going to Haiti and meeting them personally and seeing how they function and hearing about the great sustainability programs that they're doing on the ground in those countries.
Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. So get involved. MakingServicePersonal.org is the first place to start. You want to get involved, sign up for a shift there.
That's good.
Great. great opportunity for people to do something. And you're absolutely right. The first time I went to the event in Sauk Prairie, I think it was maybe the second year, that maybe it was even the first year that you were doing it instead of. And it is. You walk in and you can just feel. I don't know how else to describe it, except you feel the love. Mm-hmm. You feel the love of people doing something for other people. I often think of a scripture that was on the wedding invitations my wife and when we were first married. Said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for everyone that loves is born of God and knows God." So if you're on the fence about whether or not there is a God or not a God, go to a Feed My Starving Children event. Go to the Making This Personal for Yourself. And it is different. There's just a different attitude.
You get to see his hands and feet in action.
Exactly.
And rub elbows with who knows who, but
exactly.
It is amazing.
Exactly.
Fun energy.
The music is uplifting, yeah. Everything. It's just
great
a wonderful time.
Great for ages 5 to 105.
Exactly.
Really, there's no upper limit.
Right. When you see these groups of kids and adults together, it's just wonderful. And the kids, like you said, the kids just get into it. Mm-hmm. They rock.
They do.
So, well, let's take another quick break to hear a word from our sponsor. My guest this morning has been Jackie Bascom. Just wonderful time. I'm up for the whole day now. This is great. But we'll be right back talking about some quick community announcements here on Mornings at McFarland's on WRPQ Radio 99.7 FM Max.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com. Summer is warm weather, the great outdoors, and some common health ailments. These can include sunburn, poison ivy, tick and insect bites, bee stings, sinus, pink eye, earaches, and sore throats. When illness strikes, see the Prairie Express Clinic at 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Prairie Express is a walk-in clinic providing the best possible care for patients ages 12 months and up. Prairie Express Clinic offers convenient hours of 9 to 7 Mondays, 1 to 7 Tuesday through Thursday, and Fridays 9 to 4. Prairie Express Clinic, dedicated to caring for the community the past 60 years.
The almost unearthly luster of pearls has always been prized and well-loved as a gift. Sophie's Fine Jewelry in Baraboo has shimmering pearls and earrings, pearls in pins, pearls in necklaces and pendants, pearls with price tags as varied as the selection. Pearls with their mysterious glow add a translucent beauty to the woman who wears them. When you give a gift of pearls, she'll love them as much as she'll love you. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall.
And we're back for our community announcements. Yay, Sauk Prairie! Community, lots of things going on. There's a lot of living going on in Sauk Prairie. Tonight, the second annual ladies event is going on. So great motivational speaker coming. Darlene Ballwig's going to be there, right,
Absolutely.
Jackie?
Absolutely.
She's going to be talking about her life story.
I can't wait to hear her story.
Oh, it should be fun. And anyone who knows Darlene, she knows how involved she is in the community as well. So, and then Wollersheim Winery's got their ice wine release tomorrow.
Whoa.
I know that's a big deal for all you wine aficionados out there, so please don't miss it. New City Cat is at Woodshed Ale House. What a great fun time for all kinds of great music. Mid-Continent Railway is doing their autumn color thing this weekend. Ace Hardware in Sauk Prairie has their fall community family event. And then there's also the gym-to-gym obstacle run walk going on Saturday. The farmer's market, it's wrapping up, folks, so don't miss your opportunity to get some great squash and end of the season kinds of vegetables and stuff. And then the Sauk County Humane Adopt-a-thon is this coming week. So if you're looking for a pet friend forever that will be your friend until their dying day, this is a great opportunity to get that. And then I want to make sure people know about, we have an event going on at McFarland's this weekend. So on Sunday, come on out from 10 o'clock until 1, we'll have the Sauk Prairie Optimists here, optimistic people. They're going to be having a food tent going on so you can enjoy some great pork sandwiches from Wittenbach Meats. And then on top of that, all of that wasn't enough excitement for you, we have an antique car and tractor show going on both here at McFarland's and across the lot at our friends from Quartz Insurance are letting us use this space. My guest this morning, Jackie Bascom. Jackie, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for letting us share.
You know, my pleasure. My pleasure in so many ways. And thank you, folks, for joining us today on Mornings at McFarland's. Hope you can join us next week. We've got a really special show next week, too, talking about the Appalachian Trail. I'll just give you that little teaser right there.
Exciting.
So thanks for joining us here on WRPQ Radio 99.7 Max FM.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul Labrèche is produced live at our 99.7 Max FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday morning at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is brought to you by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, and DeMar's Plumbing.